I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, this Saturday is the second of two episodes of the Matt Morrow and Carl Chevrolet Sprint Car Racing Radio Preview Show on KNIA. This week's guests include local 410 driver Austin McCarl, who is running a very aggressive schedule this season. Austin talks about how he feels he needs to be good at all kinds of tracks to get to where he wants to go.
I got called a half-mile guy by some outlaw officials last week. That kind of, you know, bothers me a little bit, which I guess if you run half miles all the time, you're going to get, you know, classified as a half-mile guy. But, you know, my dad's pounded in my head constantly to not move your hands and things like that. And, you know, growing up around Knoxville, that's kind of the key. But, I mean, in my opinion, if you want to beat Brad Sweet and, you know, win an outlaw show or win an outlaw championship or a high-limit championship nowadays, you have to be good at everything.
Right.
So, I mean, that was the whole kind of motive behind me going out a few years ago and getting in the Tarleton car and going out to California and, you know, doing some more traveling at the end of last year compared to what I would normally do and just going and seeing different racetracks and different styles of racing. I mean, we think Knoxville gets slick or places around here can get slick, and then you go to Ohio and there's no such thing as a cushion.
Right.
I mean, it's just you have to be good at everything, in my opinion. And to do that, you have to go experience those things. And you know, last year at the end of the year, I was fortunate enough that Ophel family let me kind of go venture out and do some things that I've never really done before. And I don't know, to answer your question, I guess I'm technically a half mile guy. If I had to pick, I mean, speed doesn't bother me.
Well, if they're going to call you a half mile guy, and I'm not taking because Huset's is not a quarter mile track, obviously, it's a bigger track, but have they ever raced Huset's? Because Huset's is unforgiving.
Oh, very. Yeah. You know, Huset's races a lot like Knoxville. I think that's part of the reason my dad has had so much success there, or used to at least.
Right.
It seems like lately it kind of doesn't. It builds a giant cushion and whatever. But, you know, I don't know. I try and be good at everything. You know what I mean? Wherever we're at that night, winning's the goal, and that's what we're there to do. So I need to figure it out.
Hear more from Austin McCarl this Saturday at 11 on KNIA. Our next guest will be the second of a two-part interview with National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Executive Director Bob Baker. Bob talks about this year's induction class and how much he is looking forward to that weekend.
It really is, especially, you know, sitting here at the radio station in Knoxville, Iowa, and being a Knoxville Raceway enthusiast my whole life. It was so good to hear that Roy Robbins, the winner of the first Knoxville Nationals, is finally going to be inducted this year. Of course, Roy is not alive anymore, but his widow is still alive, and she plans on joining us. So that's going to be a big day to have Roy inducted in the Hall of Fame. But a lot of familiar names, race car drivers, are people that in the racing business that Knoxville race fans and residents probably know just from being around Knoxville. Paul McMahon, World of Outlaw driver, will be inducted. John Stanbro, a USAC sprint car driver. Tracy Hines, another USAC driver. Gary Deuce Terrell, mechanic on Doug Wolfgang's car and several other cars over the years. Rick Warner, he's done it with Tony Stewart. He's done it with Donnie Schatz, and now he's with Rico. So I think a lot of people are really happy about Ricky Warner being inducted. Mark Bones Bossier, written all the great books that we read and that we sell in the Hall of Fame. Bill Holder, a lot of people may not remember Bill Holder, but Bill is the guy that wrote over 400 articles for Open Wheel Racing magazine.
Yep.
And he's just a wealth of information anytime you call him.
I was a subscriber to Open Wheel. I still have the very first three. I managed to save those. The rest of them went by the wayside. And as you, again, I've read these names. We've talked about these names as you listed them off again. I wasn't born when Roy won the Nationals.
One of the most looked forward to guests this week is World of Outlaws champion Brad Sweet. But unlike the last several seasons, he will not be defending that title. That's because he and his brother-in-law, Kyle Larson, are busy running and racing in the new High Limit Series. Sweet talks about some of the things he learned with his first season as a series promoter.
You know, when Kyle and I set out on this journey with High Limits was, you know, to try to, you know, create something new and exciting and, you know, maybe do things a little different, some innovation. You know, the sport, you know, as a whole, we thought could use it. And I think that, you know, we were able to prove that last year and, you know, have some great events, you know, and do it in the middle of the week and do it at tracks that don't necessarily have big shows. And, you know, I think we're continuing with that same mindset this year, just kind of on a, you know, bigger scale. I guess that was kind of a proof of concept, even if it was, you know, just for us or for, you know, everyone to see, you know, it was a nice way to see if, you know, what we were thinking was going to work. And we feel really confident, you know, moving into to a 60 race, you know, schedule this year with all the resources we have and full racing as our partner. You know, it takes a lot of good people, you know, to build a great team to go out and execute and succeed. So I think we've done that, and you know, it'll be a good bit different than last year. We have a lot more people, and you know, obviously you're gonna need that. So yeah, it's exciting, exciting times. Been a lot of work to get to this point, but yeah, I thought last year was a lot of fun for me. I did a lot of things, you know, outside of the race car that I hadn't done before, and you know, learned a lot about the business of racing.
Our final guest is 2023 Pro Sprints champion at Knoxville, Cade Higday. Higday comes from a well-known racing family, and he talks about how family has helped him in his young career.
The most fun part about racing for me, I think, is getting to look up, and when you get a slow minute, which isn't very often at the racetrack anymore, but you look up, you see the kids with their flags in the stands and playing with the race cars and stuff, and it's kind of cool to see it come full circle for me.
That was you. I mean, do you remember those days? I obviously remember me sneaking you in to see Mom and Dad before the race, but do you remember those days of just being in the grandstands?
Oh, absolutely.
That's amazing. Everything we forget in life, because again, you're a driver. I had to remind you we had this interview, but the things that stick out the most about the families at Knoxville Raceway, whether it be your mom and dad, whether it be the Andersons, we're all one big, tight family. And when you were winning races again, when you got a championship underneath your belt, that same family came around you again at the banquet.
Oh, absolutely. We had a lot of fun at the banquet.
Did you drink out of the trophy? You said you were going to.
We did. We filled both of them plumb full of beer, and we drank all the beer out of them.
Some history, and we brought this up last summer when I was interviewing you, but I just want to remind the fans, the car you were driving last year is a special car.
It is. It's a very special car and a very old car. It was one that we got from Johnny Anderson, actually, and it's now 24 years old. It's a 2000 Eagle, and yeah, it's a little bit, but if you square it upright, it doesn't even know it.
That is just a small nibble of what you'll hear Saturday on KNIA with part two of the Matt Morrow and Carl Chevrolet Sprint Car Racing Radio Preview Show, which airs at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on KNIA. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.